Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Looks like we got ourselves a little rally. I don't know if it was the Apple event. Was it the Beige Book? Was it oil? Let me know what you guys think in the chat. What do you guys think got this market moving up today? We'll find on out. Of course, at the close, hit the like button and let's get it started.
All right, it is time for pre-market prep at the close.
Three consecutive highs opened, matched yesterday's low, and then once it took out there, that's all the breakout momentum traders needed.
All right, traders, let's bring on Joel Elkanen and let's take a look at the action out there today. Definitely a little bit of some bounce back. The bulls are fighting back. They got their fists on up and they said, back up, bears, back up. Because we ain't right. Getting you to knock us down.
All right. So our afternoon crowd is going to be treated to something new. And I didn't even tell you this. I'm changing things up a little bit. Even what an old man like us? Me, you know, can break old habits. All right. Are you ready?
Right. Yeah,
are you sitting down?
I'm holding my breath.
Okay. All right, S&P futures, we're up 75.75. Just buyers off that opening bell, cleared the close, and I don't even have a level next to give you on this one because I stopped at 39.64. I didn't think we were going to get any higher than that, but let me go. I'm sharing the I got the charts up there, right?
Yeah, you just got Is Apple, but you could throw up the
Apple.
Yes.
Come on, man. What's wrong with my mouse here? Come on, man. All right. Here we go. A little all right. Here we are. We are approaching Friday's high is way up there. So I don't think we'll get to Friday's high at 40.19.25. Now, you guys ready for the change?
What's the change? Yeah. What's the change?
Dollar index.
Oh, I like it. I like it. I've been talking about it. I feel like it's a good measurement here, especially when we're thinking always about inflation, right? I mean, that's what probably drove this dollar that high. I mean, it's something to watch now.
Right. So you got a reversal in the dollar index. Just been cranking, like everybody knows. So the dollar, that's down 41 cents at 109.79 after making a new high for the move. Are you ready for another change? TLT.
Okay.
Indication of the treasury bond futures.
Okay.
Yeah.
Treasuries. Yeah, not a bad treasuries. Thing to keep on lock.
Up I a mean, buck 58, 109.07, made a new low for the move yesterday, but that's back. And then now this is going to be old and boring. Crude, we're going to talk about crude. Mitch and I are going to go at it here. Down 459 at 82.29. I'm going to stick with gold for now just because it's gold and I've been following it since I've been like 9 years old. Up 1530 at 1728.20. I'll stick with silver because I just really want silver to go to 30 bucks for selfish reasons. Not that I'm long it, long physical silver, but none of the futures contracts or stocks. Up 44 cents at 1835. And I'll stick with Bitcoin. You know, Bitcoin up 390. 2% in 19.025. Ethereum, it's not as volatile as Bitcoin. So there it is, folks. That's the new repertoire. The dollar and the TLT. That's what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, one thing that it shows me also, you have to have the Bitcoin up there. The correlation with the market is incredible. It's incredible. I've been paying attention to this. I've been trying to figure out if it's going to split because, you know, I have the outlook on Bitcoin going down to 10,000. But that scares me when I start thinking about the correlation with the overall market.
Market rallies,
right?
Yep.
That's what scares me in that one is how closely correlated they are. But yet, you know, I don't want them to, at one point, I want them to split there so that the market could stop going down and maybe Bitcoin could keep coming down. I have no problem with Bitcoin going to 10,000. I would have problems with the SPY going to 300, right? And so I think this is something that we just keep on our mindset. Nothing that needs to be addressed right now. Let's go into the major catalyst of today. First up is, of course, whatever I think everyone was watching, you know, it wasn't the page book that everyone was watching today. I think everyone was watching the iPhone event. Everyone
Mitch. When did this rally start?
It started earlier. It did not start at that 2 p.m. or 1 p.m. Timing. It started earlier in the morning.
And what? So, and what do I got up on the screen?
What got us moving? Right, was a turnaround in crude as it was going up at 4 a.m. and then got started knocked down towards 7 and towards the open. Oh. Something happened there and it just started coming down. So I know Joel caught a headline out there that might have been moving crude. What do you see out there, Joel?
It's a little bit of a stretch. I mean, you can look at it two ways. Iran enriched uranium stockpile now over 19 times limit in 2015 deals. So that's either they're going to nuke us or we're going to be cranking up nuclear energy. So, or if you just want to be a technician and say, man, 85, man, if just say, you know, the low of the move, 85.31, I believe you went to 85.46. You came down to the 85 area again, really couldn't repel off it. So you could call it tech. You can call I'm not really finding a ton of fundamentals. That may or may not be it, but just a technical breakdown. August was the worst month of the year for crude. We know that. We know that. Who knows where we're at with the recession. If there's a recession, there's going to be less demand for oil. Now, I don't know if all of a sudden someone realizes that in one day. But I have to go with the crude as the super catalyst here, for today's rally. Just the timing of it here. This was actually during the pre-market prep plus show. And I'm like, holy mackerel. And that's when it caught it. That's when it took out the 85. So for whatever the reason is crude going lower? It's good for the CPI number, right?
Yeah, right. It definitely is good for CPI coming on up. You know, the question will be how far CPI falls now. I think you can kind of put into context.
Mitch, how far it falls?
Yeah, you guys, you hear it. You're hearing it.
Oh, man.
You're hearing it, Joel. You're hearing it.
How far down
will the CPI come down? And I think that's based on what we have here. I mean, I'm not still calling that inflation's completely peaked, but I still think that we're still having the trend. The trend is going to point to the right direction, I think, here. And something that we all need to keep on watch, right? Will we get a rip and rally from that CPI number? That's something that we can maybe chat about. But one thing also with what you mentioned on crude is I think it's important to also take a look at the trend that's been in uranium. Look at URA setting on up again. I think this sets up for possibly another move. You know, there's a lot of rumors out there and talk about uranium. And I think comments like this could potentially help this trade continue. Something to keep on watch is uranium. URA is the way that I've been keeping an eye out on that. And of course, you guys can look at some other plays in that. But interesting to kind of keep that relationship in play there.
I just like these transitions from, you know, fossil fuels to, you know, nuclear. So, I mean, they don't happen like that, man. They just, you know, I mean, the market could could take that. But your trend is your friend, and to me, the trend, strong trend here in uranium, the URA, the ETF, I'm looking at that, moving from left to right, strong trend, pullback, 24.22. This is one trend that I'm not going to stand in front of. I wonder should I look at my LTHM or am I going to want to sell it?
It's not a bad play in the long run. Remember.
Oh, it's breaking out this time.
Yeah. I talked about that one and PLL. That's still setting
up. Yeah, you like that one.
MP might come back. Lit is another way that you guys can keep watch of lithium. But the reason why I wouldn't think that lithium or LTHM is going away anytime soon is because, let's just be honest, if they're going to get these EV incentives,
yes,
they're going to keep trying to make investments here in the United States, not elsewhere. So the catalysts point to more investments and projects here in the United States, which should give investor value, right? And so I'm going to keep watching these lithium plays. I think they're definitely a drive. And I think they were a great opportunity this year when they were coming down. Now you can see them. And since it looks like since July 18th, at least lithium, this Lavin Corporation has just been ripping. Yeah. So I think that was a great opportunity that we got this year when that pulled back all the way towards the 20.
Yeah, that was a nice pullback. And you want to hear an interesting fact that nobody cares about?
Like what?
Auntie Jeanette, you know, mm-hmm, who Auntie Jeanette is? Janet Yellen.
Yeah.
She is going to be in the Motor City tomorrow at the Ford River Rouge plant.
Okay.
Talking about EVs.
And more than likely going to mention those materials.
And guess who's going to be covering it? The photography for Bloomberg.
I would. Who would that be? Who's our famous photographer? None other than
Emily.
Emily, guys, if you guys haven't seen her photography before, you got to give that site. I think you had before, I think, with some of her work.
I had checked
out that site before. It was pretty cool to kind of follow there.
Yep.
But definitely.
Yep. EmilyIrisElkonen.com. Yeah, photos.
There you go.
She's good, man. Yep. Okay. Little cheap promotion there. Okay.
Let's do it. Let's get to
Apple. Let's talk Apple about here. Your Apple, because that happened. That Apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Let's talk about Apple.
No, it doesn't. If it was first the chicken or the egg, I'm going to say it was the iPhone here, because the iPhone just doesn't want to go away. And it, introducing here four new iPhone models, the Apple Watch Series 8, Apple Watch Pro, and AirPods Pro 2. So just to kind of state some of the facts behind this, the iPhone 4 Pro will start at $999, a bigger model at $1099, same price as last year. That doesn't change here. What changes is the use of Apple's latest A16 Bionic chip, which Apple says was built on a 4-nanometer process. This is actually big news to me, because if you were thinking, it was probably going to be more of a Qualcomm mention, and I talked about that yesterday. Was it the Snapdragon, or was it going to be Apple's chips? This is something that a lot of kind of people that follow, and I'm sure like Gene Munster was kind of focusing on comments like this. Were they using their own chip? Because this helps them, right? This helps them in their margins. That helps them no longer having to use third party, and can also help them keep more of those secrets, right? Because when you start using some other chips, I mean, of course, the information is kind of being kind of back and forth with Qualcomm there. But big move there from Apple using their A16 Bionic chip. Now, also rumored with this announcement was a connection with satellites for emergency services. This was actually given through a partnership with Global Star. And I got to give a shout out to my man, Chris Ketchy, because he had even kind of mentioned to me about this rumor on GSAT. And take a look how GSAT reacted to that.
Global Star. What's the
GSAT. G-S-A-T. And so this is a satellite maker, wow, really cheap name. But the rumors were already out there that they were teaming up with Apple. And it spiked, but it was a really quick spike, short
yeah.
lived. But something to keep in mind now, right? Whenever we get a smaller company that mentions a bigger company, a partnership with a big boy, right? This is something that we can all look out for, and that usually ends up being a good driver for a cheaper stock. Not
did they say anything about health?
About health, I mean, they're still making moves in health. I mean,
that's where I think they got to go. That's where, I mean, you know, Dennis is worried, you know, about the P and the E. I really think that because I think that's something that I think most people, you know, most people want to live longer, right?
So yeah, health services.
Yeah, I mean, I know, like, I got my watch on today, and, you know I like it for my bike. It's not that good in the pool, but, you know, definitely, I think that's where they need to go. So if they didn't come without anything breakthrough in health, then I'm a little bit disappointed. Technically speaking with Apple, I had mentioned the relative strength in Apple 1,000 times, and the fact that it had not given back half of the move to me just kind of there were buyers out there. And it actually gave you a double bottom this morning. If you were so inclined, you know, Dennis talks about leading up to the event. You know, while there wasn't the alpha going into the event because of the market conditions, but there was a capital A in alpha if you were just, you know, playing it. You know, like around 1 o'clock, it moved up. So different strategies, different times, different market environments. Let's see. To me, I mean, it's still potential double bottom at 153.65 area, but we haven't taken out yesterday's high yet either at 56.67. So nice day, but certainly not out of the woods.
Hey, it's Sean Nelson, founder and CEO of Lovesac and host of the Let Me Save You 25 Years podcast. Curious how successful people really made it? Tune in to hear from guests like Travis Mills, a true American hero, and Nate Checkitz, co-founder of Roan. We dive deep into their stories and lessons that shaped them so you can skip the trial and error and get straight to the good stuff. You can find me wherever you get your podcasts. That's Let Me Save You 25 Years with Sean Nelson. Listen now.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Now, they did talk about how the watch had like a temperature sensor on it, so it could read the temperature, things like that. But I didn't see too many new changes in the health. The biggest thing is maybe like heartbeat notifications. That's not the worst thing, right? I mean, you get a spike in heartbeat, it's going to go ahead and let you know. But also, you could just touch your chest, right?
But yeah. Well, you know what? I think I have one buddy of mine that has a you know, heart condition, and I think that he can really closely monitor it on his iWatch, but that was around before, so it certainly doesn't sound like they came through with anything novel. But looking at the price action, it's good. I you know, like to see it take out yesterday's high first thing. So if you want to talk about the pros on a relative basis, well, yeah, it held up on the downside. If you want to talk on a relative basis on the upside, it hasn't taken out yesterday's high, and the SPOOs have taken out yesterday's high by, I lost my sheet here, by over 20 handles. So some pros and some cons, but overall, up good today for Apple. It's good to see.
All right, let's talk about the Beige Book now. Of course, this coming out today at 2 p.m., now, of course, it said in this there was a survey that the U.S. grew slightly at the end of August. The outlooks for the economy, though, next year remained generally weak. This, of course, because of rising interest rates and nagging labor and supply shortages. Overall, labor markets continue to remain tight. That's what was stated in the Beige Book, while supply chain disruption continue to hamper production. Housing market has tumbled as mortgage rates soared and companies showed less demand for office space, and auto sales are muted. So this is a little bit better for us, right? And a lot better than I think than we get from like the jobs number. Lately in the jobs number, it just continues to be showing that, you know, labor markets are strong here. But this outlook at least contains some of the thoughts out there that the economy is strong. Those are the words that we hear consistently from Jerome Powell. Jerome Powell senses no weakness in the overall market. And I think that now comments coming from the Beige Book telling us that next year looks like remained generally weak. Well, that the comments like that could definitely start pointing
bad
that the
news
Fed
is
has
good
less
news.
Ammo.
Bad news is good news, right? That's yep. what you want. The bad
it,
news
it's crazy,
is good
but
news.
It's like that right now. Bad news is good news, at least with the economy overall.
And then you're going to your TLT. You undercut the low of the move yesterday, rebounding back up. So that's that's good. Usually you have more of an inverse relationship with banks here. But they're moving together today. Bank of America, still like when you have this kind of range here for this long, it just makes me think, well, you had a little breakdown again below 33, below this range, triple bottom. So boom, now back into the middle range. Once again, here's a stock that hasn't taken out the previous day's high. So that's a little bit of a negative, missed it by 6 cents so far. But I'd go for a replay here. I just hope it doesn't gap up like this because little chickens like me, they don't like to buy these big gaps up and then you miss the whole move. But maybe going let's make this a 3-star tomorrow. I don't know how many Bank America traders we have in here, we have a double top from the last two sessions. We have 10 minutes to go. So it doesn't look like it's going to get taken out today, but that's a good level for tomorrow.
Yeah, I honestly feel like it was also a lot ran by tech today. And you got yourself your bounce in tech overall. The question is this more just a little dead cat rally as you've been getting really pressured really quickly to the oversold side? And one of the stocks that I'd point to on that, of course, is just NVIDIA.
Yep.
As simply as that, a stock that's been beaten down, far down, and finally slowing down. Now I think it sets up a sign of reversal, but really for me, it needs a day two move above 140.
The 7-day rule, right? You know about the 7-day rule. If a stock goes down 7 days in a row, well, if it goes down on the 8th day, it might go up on the 9th day. No, I'm being facetious.
I like that one. We were all like here, like, what? 7-day rule? Hold on. I didn't know about no 7-day rule.
Yeah, no, 7 days in a row. You caught it, you had the flush low, 132.70. That was on last Thursday. And then, you get about, when you get those kind of lows, it's like, okay, either that lows, they're going to go after it the next day or two, or it's going to be a significant low. For NVIDIA here, that, it held the 32.70. It was sneaking towards that area yesterday and today. But didn't get it. So the way this thing is just such a streaky stock, personally, I wouldn't want to be short this thing, take it out the previous day's high, and don't know how much the fundamentals have changed today since, they can't sell those chips to China. But definitely a good technical bounce. And my wrap for my pre-market prep plus is this is a much needed rally. This is not like the beginning of a super bull cycle or anything. This is just some deeply oversold conditions. You had some favorable catalysts with the dollar, with the bonds, with crude.
A lot of that. I remember when we thought about the bull cases and the bear cases, and I don't think we lined up this bull case, but it didn't seem too bad, at least for the intraday and today. It all pointed nice towards the upside. Let's go to Coop. Coop having a really good day off those earnings. And I think that helped also, right? I mean, you start off the morning with a nice kind of tech name out there that a lot of people follow, getting some good lift. And this one continued.
Tough trade.
Tough trade for sure.
Yeah. Like when I tell you guys, like, and I look at these things and I say, where to buy it on support. I mean, I guess the only thing here, and obviously didn't have this information that we were doing the show because, well, first of all, this is after 9 o'clock when it traded down to this area, but this is your 15 minute bar here. And, you had a buyer at the 60, 70, 80, you know, 60, 80 to 61 area. But the thing is, when it goes up to 66 off the open and comes down to 61, you ain't thinking about buying that at 61. You know, you're not that thinking the 50. If you could just block out, you know, like your opinion and, you know, I mean, I guess the market factors, but that was a 5-point sell-off in 45 minutes and turns back around and goes back up to the highs of the session. I mean, if you're good at those kind of things and those kind of moves, and just go right ahead. But just a tough trade, but a good day.
Yeah, it's something that I will keep on watching. I was looking at levels this morning to kind of look at somewhere where I would maybe look for a pullback buy in this one, but I was looking more at 60, and you didn't even come close to that.
Yeah,
so
those are,
I would say it also, it's very difficult to play a play like this. And what I usually look is like an hourly chart, and maybe after you got that first hour in the market, then maybe I could go off of a level there. But it's a difficult chart, very volatile, and you can get caught in a name like this. And like Joel said, it's very hard to take a long after you see a stock just dump.
Yeah, but even like at this bottom left chart here is the hourly, and I'm just giving this from my perspective.
Yeah.
So let's say you got that hourly low, right? And let's say you even pick it up at like 61 and a quarter. I'm just a hypothetical trade there.
Yeah, exactly.
Then it runs to 64, okay? Then it comes back down in the 61 handle. I mean, you either got to be not looking at it and just leaving your stop at the low of the day, or you're going to be thinking, okay, if this gets back up to 64, I'm out. And then it tacks on another $2. So
yeah,
different this stocks is, are, yeah.
It's interesting because those are moments where I start thinking more like Dennis there. And what I mean by thinking like Dennis is that, so a lot of times when I get a really good position and, or like a position I'm trying to let get to that nice next level, right? Continuation in this case in Coop would be a move above 65, right? And so a lot of times what I'll do is I'll end up putting in the trade, letting the trade start working in my favor, because I don't want to put in a stop immediately because I'll just get stop hunted. But once it starts going in my favor, a lot of the times I'll put a stop and I'll move it up a little bit, and then I just stop watching it. Because this is how you'll probably get a stock like that to kind of keep running.
They'll get you.
Yeah, they'll get you. Trust me, those stop hunters out there, they go fishing and then they'll get you. But it's a tough trade for sure. Let's keep going. Let's go to some other names out there. Let's go to the big rip in solar.
Oh,
this
yeah.
Should give you another sign that what's probably moving out there in the talk, renewable energy, right? I mean, look at the solar names. Look at the ENPH breakout. Look at that. We've been looking at this level for a while. Yesterday, I called it. That move back through the 290s looked really interesting to me. I went for SEDG because it was kind of the laggard of the move. I find it very hard for me to go after a name. And of course, this wasn't real. I just wanted full disclosure. It was in the paper competition. But I find it hard to buy a stock that's at the high of the daily range, not at the bottom of the daily range like SEDG was. So that's why I went for SEDG and was looking for ENPH to lead, be the leader, take off through that 300, and let's see the other ones kind of follow.
You know what, for and as momentum and breakout trading hasn't really, you know, worked a ton this year. Who knows? The market could rotate to do different things. But the only thing I would say to you, just from like over the years, you know, trading these things, you had 1, 2, 3, basically 4 touches there in it, ENPH. And that those touches came at the 309 area. If you get that kind of move here, right, and you go through that 309, what was the pullback? The pullback was not too deep. The pullback was in, come on, show me where it's at here. Show all data. Boom, boom, boom. The pullback. Yeah, it went back into the 308 handle, you know, the lower 308s. But, you know, when you play those kind of things, if you try the 309.10, maybe use a tight stop, get stopped out. But then when it comes back again, try it again, you know, so don't ride it. You know, there's certain, you know, because finally when it went through it the last time, and never really look back. But yeah, it's hard to do, especially on a $300 stock. All right, we're rambling into the let's do Slinky's asking Oxy at support.
All right,
well, let's Slinky, see what you think. Is go ahead, Mitch.
Yeah, Slinky, I'll tell you right now, in my paper competition, I did have Oxy. I started getting into it yesterday. Wanted to add today at the 64.90. 64.90 is around the area. A breakdown through 65 is what I was looking to add to the position. So the big thing here, right, is, and I think everyone's looking for it, is when will we get the news that Warren has added? That's what the traders are playing. And not necessarily oil going up, because, I mean, you can just take a look at the CL, and it's probably not that that's getting you excited about this play. So I think now you're looking in, where are those kind of levels making sense? To me, the daily level here is on the 50 SMA, 6407, looking for that to provide some support here and thinking that maybe is now the time? Is this pullback far enough for Warren? We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's had a nice pullback. I see the support you're talking about. It's just under 64. You didn't get there today. I don't know if I'd want to lean on, you know, taking it here at 65.39. Yeah. I think your risk is down to 63.50. So maybe be more comfortable if it maybe comes down closer to this low, 64.40, and a little bit lower risk trade there for Oxy. But yeah, Oxy's came up. I don't know. I'm just looking at crude down $5 here. Trading in the after hours. So, I mean, this thing has a date with it, perhaps has a date with 80. And now you got to look at, like, if it ever gets up back up to 85, that's going to be major, 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 major resistance. Okay. We peel back off the close. Still a good day. Not a great day. I'd say last print 39.78. So we'll definitely have a lot to talk tomorrow. Mitch, you want to close with anything?
Yeah, that's going to do it for us today. It was an interesting day. Not a bad one. And just a call out from the chat, we did see that triple M move getting into the green. So not a bad one that we talked about this morning. So, hey, just like we always do, guys, we're going to try to do our best to try to kind of point out some areas for you guys to watch. You guys are investors. Make your own decision. One thing that we're here for is trying to go ahead and open the eyes to the information. Take a look at this area. That's what I think we do better than anyone out there, really. At the end of the day, whether it be pre-market prep, at the close, or maybe one of our other shows, we try our best to give you guys the look that we're seeing. Like always, you guys make your own investment decisions.
Your show. Your show, Mitch. I don't know about the other ones. But
I'm trying my best here.
That's a wrap. We'll see you guys in the morning.
See you guys in the morning. Have a good one. Hit the like button on your way out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on our full line sale of delicious fresh Tyson chicken with your card. Then get 6-ounce packs of juicy raspberries or blackberries for $1.67 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.